At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump approving a mining road in Alaska that was sidelined by Joe Biden. Here's Greg Clugston.
The president announced he's moving ahead with a proposed 211-mile road through an Alaska wilderness to allow mining of copper, cobalt, gold, and other minerals. It's called the Ambler Road Project, which was approved in Donald Trump's first term, but it was later blocked by the Biden administration, which cited threats to wildlife and harm to Alaska Native tribes that rely on hunting and fishing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson pleading with Senate Democrats to support temporary funding in order to restore government services.
We take no pleasure in this because it's not just a cat and mouse game. It's not a political contest between R's and D's. We've got millions of Americans being seriously adversely affected right now.
There were two more votes in the Senate late last night, or early evening rather. Both of them failed to get the job done. Illinois and Chicago filing a lawsuit to stop the Trump administration from deploying National Guard troops to protect federal sites in the Windy City.
The lawsuit came just as troops prepared to deploy and hours after a federal judge blocked troops from being sent to Portland, Oregon. Trump had moved to deploy the National Guard in another city on Saturday by authorizing 300 troops to protect federal officers and assets in Chicago. Trump had long threatened to send troops into Chicago, but it wasn't immediately clear when or exactly where they would be deployed. The quickly unfolding developments came as the Trump administration is portraying the Democrat-led cities as war-ravaged and lawless amid Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And Israeli and Hamas officials have launched indirect talks. They get underway again Tuesday. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has permanently closed two clinics in Louisiana.
With the closures, Louisiana became the fourth state in the U.S. with no Planned Parenthood locations. The organization cited mounting financial and political challenges that made operating in the state no longer possible after more than 40 years. The news was welcomed by pro-life advocates. Republican Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry wrote on social media that, quote, "This is a win for babies, a win for mothers, and a win for life," unquote. George Williams reporting.
Comedian Bill Maher, well known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. He recently said, "I am not a Christian, but they are killing Christians in Nigeria. They have killed more than 100,000 Christians since 2009. This is SRN News. Well, a man is facing charges following his arrest at Washington's St. Matthew's Cathedral. Here's Bill Alexander.
Washington, D.C. police arrested Lewis Gary of Vineland, New Jersey, on the steps of the cathedral Sunday morning. Police said they found suspicious materials inside a tent he had set up on the steps of the church. Gary was arrested and charged with unlawful entry, threats to kidnap or injure a person, and possession of a Molotov cocktail. He also had vials of liquid and what appeared to be fireworks. St. Matthew's Cathedral was celebrating the Red Mass, an annual mass to mark the start of the U.S. Supreme Court term. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Indianapolis authorities say former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez facing a felony battery charge for what's described as a fight over parking. Upgrade charge carries a potential sentence of 1 to 6 years in prison. Police say Sanchez confronted a truck driver who had pulled a knife to defend himself. More details at srnnews.com.